Zacchaeus was a small man, short in stature. But I would also say, at least initially, he was small of soul. You know, there is, like, if you read ancient philosophy, if you read even someone like St. Thomas Aquinas, some of these theologians from the Middle Ages, they will talk about the vice of pusillanimity from two Latin words, pusillius, which means very small, and animus, which means soul or maybe mind. Smallness of soul. And what is that? That is this reluctance to search after, go after noble or arduous things, hard to attain things. It's this shrinking away from the greatness that we're all called to. Now, someone might hear me say Zacchaeus was small of soul, and they would say, yeah, but, you know, he wanted to see Jesus. And when he ran into this adversary, or this adversity, I should say, this crowd that prevented him from seeing, he climbed a sycamore tree. And that's true. But remember, what's his goal? He just wants to see Jesus. He just wants to stay at a distance and watch him pass by. Contrast that with the gospel from yesterday, the blind man on the side of the road, who, when he hears that it's Jesus of Nazareth, he says, "Son of David, have pity on me." He cries that out. He yells that. And people coming ahead of Jesus, what do they say? They say, "Be quiet. Stop shouting." And he just shouts out all the more. Why? Because he doesn't just want to see Jesus, or in his case, hear Jesus. He wants to encounter him. He wants to be bold and ask that he might see. And that's what Jesus does for him. But Zacchaeus has this smallness of soul. I'm just a chief tax collector. I'm just a public sinner. I'm just a lawbreaker. He can't possibly have anything great in store for me. I'm just going to be a spectator and watch him pass by. Obviously, that's not what Jesus had in mind. He calls him out of this smallness of soul by essentially inviting himself to stay with Zacchaeus. And we see Zacchaeus then make a great promise. He's going to renounce, he's going to repay everything he stole. He's going to make restitution, make things right. You know, I think often today we can have this same problem of smallness of soul. I just want to have a nice, quiet life. I just want to get by, to live a pretty good existence. But Jesus didn't become a man and die on the cross so that we could just kind of skate along. He became a man to seek and to save the lost, to save the lost that he created for greatness, for holiness. He doesn't want us to be satisfied with being a spectator watching him go by. He wants salvation to come to our house. He wants us to be the great saint he created us to be. Let's pray that in this Eucharist we allow Jesus to call us out of our smallness of soul, that he might embolden us to pursue the greatness, the holiness that we're created for.